That'd be the proper method now.
If he's here, I'd say, may I go? But I don't mean it.
Now, a woman whose husband is dead is known as a...
Well, I tell you that story now. Little schoolboy, well, he's got a widower, and I suppose he just got that pronunciation on that word.
I'll just get a couple pronunciations here. You have a mother and a...
Mother and father.
And what did you call your father?
Well, mine I called Pa.
And your mother?
Well, Ma, I guess. Pa and Ma. That was common in my childhood days.
How about your grandfather?
Well, I never saw my grandparents. Any of them.
And what would you probably have?
Well, probably Grandpa.
Pa.
That was common those
Grandma.
Days. Grandpa. Nowadays it's Granddad and Grandma and Grandmom or something like that.
And people are married. They might have a son. They might have a
daughter.
And the daughter wouldn't be a boy. She'd be a
girl.
And you push a baby around in a
baby buggy, baby carriage, whatever you want to name it.
Buggy or carriage.
Yes.
And the woman who used to take, who used to attend the birth of a child before they call the doctor, they call a
godmother, wasn't it?
Midwife.
You might have called a godmother.
They call them godmother, some of them. I think the Catholics have that godmother for theirs.
If a boy has his father's hair, his eyes, and his nose, you might say the boy certainly does
resemble his father.
And you had, say, 4 to 5 children and saw them from babyhood to marriage, you might say very proudly, well, we successfully, 4 children.
We have raised 4 children, that is.
And you might say, Bob was this tall 1 year and this tall the next year. He's certainly a lot. He was this tall and he was this tall.
Well, he certainly grows fast or something of that sort.
You might say, last year Bob
stretched up.
Well, now he grows. Today he grows. Yesterday he, last year he, just past tense here.
Well,
he grew, would you say, or?
Well, yes, he grew, of course. I didn't know if you thought he was.
You might say,
how you've grown.
And you might, your brother and sister might have children. They might have a niece, and you might have a
nephew.
And a person who's officially in charge of raising children, not their own, the court has appointed them to guard over the children, to be the official official
guardian, wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm. And a child whose parents are dead, he's a...
an orphan.
And how would you refer, if you had all your cousins and aunts and uncles and nephews and nieces and children and grandchildren in for a big get-together, you'd say, we're going to invite all our...
relatives.
And the mother of Jesus, her name was...
Mary.
And there was a song used to be, oh my darling, something rather gray, they have taken you away.
Let's see now. You want the title of that song?
Oh, I just want to know her first name. Oh my darling, something gray.
Nellie Gray.
Nellie. And the first book of the New Testament is...
Genesis.
Or the New Testament.
What? Oh,
New Testament.
Matthew.
And George Washington's wife's first name...
I don't know. I've forgotten her name.
Martha.
Yeah.
Martha.
And a boy whose name is William, when he's a very little boy, they might call him...
Willie.
Or even...
Bill?
Or Billy.
Huh?
Or even Billy.
Well, I said...
Willie, I thought you said...
Here's the idea. A little boy spoke a piece one time. He says, Mother called me William, Father called me Will, Sister called me Willie, but the fellers called me Bill.
If you want to emphasize that it wasn't Mr. Cooper who told you, it was his wife.
Mrs. Cooper.